Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. And whoo, what a very interesting day today. It's hot.
It's good.
It's hot.
Good opinion.
Politics, economy, where things kind of messed up, how things are going to mess up. Well, it's a very interesting show today. And part of this is when people transition to retirement and they go through the experiences of being in retirement, there's a couple things that have come up that you and I have chatted about, Rob. One word that I'm going to say that I think people have a bit of in retirement is regret.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you and I have had multiple chats this week about clients, about family, friends, about people that we know, listeners of the show talking to us, and a little bit of a conversation with many people about regret.
Mm-hmm.
Walk us through what your thoughts are behind this, because I think there's a lot that people can take away from it.
Yeah, I think it's from conversations, multiple conversations, and the amount of times that we have, you know, planned with clients as well, too, that's brought this up. And you get into retirement, you've saved a sizable asset or a nest egg, right? That gives you the ability to enjoy your retirement or spend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the word spend is the other one to take away from this too, because there you can go out there and just spend and that's fine, but you can also go out there and spend where it's meaningful in your retirement, right? And if you're not spending, what are the actual costs of that regret that you talked about?
The costs of regret. There we go. Okay. Let me just paint out the picture here. Last weekend, I was out of town in the States, in Vegas. Went to the spa there, and there's a changing room. A bunch of men getting changed. They're all chatting with each other, and the word regret comes up. The regret was, I wish I had certain experiences with my family or certain experiences with other people or certain experiences about, you know, trips or whatever. They were having a conversation about regret. It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Like, you just had a massage, you should feel good. No, you feel about regret. It was unbelievable. We catch this a lot. And so why do you think when it comes to a time where people are living their quote unquote golden years of their life, that they have this, I don't want to have those experiences. I don't want to spend the money. And then they come back sometime later with, I wish I did those things. I wish I had those experiences.
Well, I think part of it's a mental block, right? Or part of it is your lifestyle, how you were raised yourself.
Yeah.
Right? That you're maybe not a spender. So I think it's taking the spend into the experience. If you want to visit your children while you are able to, and this is the conversation that I've had with family friends, then do it while you can, because of so many things that can happen. It can be, in my situation, I talked about it, it was a memory disease. It was an Alzheimer's situation and a knee situation within the same couple. And so now they both can't travel. And now they're feeling regret that we didn't visit our children when we have to. Now our children have to visit us when they're in the crux of their career and family life.
7 years ago, my father, myself, my older sister, and all of our kids were sitting together. And my father said, I would love to go with my grandchildren on an African safari. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. When do we pack? Oh, yeah. We'll get to it. That's what I want to do. So as his son, I came to him and I said, okay, you know what? Let's make this happen, right? This is an experience. It's like almost a once in a lifetime experience. Mm-hmm. Let's make this happen. No, not right now. Next year. Okay. Next year comes by. He defers again. Third year comes by. I don't want to spend the money phase.
So why? In that situation, why?
The hardest part was to get the why out of him. And I can tell you from knowing about my father is that the minute you dip into your pool of capital and you see that value drop, you feel without, not from within.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you're giving something without getting something, which is interesting. And so fast forward now, 7 years later, we haven't gone on this African safari. My father has Alzheimer's. He's declining. There's going to be a chance that he's not going to be able to do that kind of trip ever in his life.
Mm-hmm.
He missed out on this opportunity. Guess what he tells me last night on the phone? I wish we went to Africa.
Oh, no.
I just wish. And now it's sad. Now you get that feeling, that feeling in your throat, that your chest kind of...
Your own guilt.
And you're like, damn it. I wish I could have pushed more.
Yeah.
I wish I could have given him, and it's not logic, because I gave him the mathematical formulas of how this is going to be fine.
I think that's our, we're all, he's giving the formula that you
I'll
can
go
do
logic.
It.
I'll go logic. Here's the math. The math works. Why are you being this way? But the emotion didn't allow him to. And I have a hard time understanding that. And it's a difference in generations,
mm-hmm.
right? Gen X will be okay to spend a bit more than the boomers are.
Mm-hmm.
It will happen. But then they come back in their 80s with regret. And I just don't get it.
You know, I'm going to add to this because it's the interesting one of it. Say we plan, we do plans, right?
Yeah.
Talk to clients, yeah. plan that they can spend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you get over that of this spend goes towards something that is not on paper, right? The experience that is generational for your family to take on with them, right? That's not financial.
Here's something that one of our clients said to me last year. So at the end of last year, beginning of this year. Faisal, I have an opportunity to leave a legacy for my family. And a legacy can be upon my death. It can be a gift while I'm alive, or it can be experiences that they'll never forget. I'm choosing experiences that they'll never forget. And it's very interesting when you come from that perspective than if you come from the perspective of, I'm just going to drain my capital.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to spend the money. It doesn't feel right to have that expense, which I totally get. But if you're providing a legacy, because if you ask most of our clients, would you like to leave some money behind for your children or grandchildren? Absolutely. Or do you want to spend every red cent? Very few people say that. Very mm-hmm. few people say, I don't want to leave anything for my family, to hell with them. They don't say that. But what they do say is, yeah, I'd like to leave something behind. How about an experience that they'll never forget? That they can take pictures, they can keep with them for the rest of their lives. They can talk about next generations, about the experiences that you had. That doesn't get talked about.
Getting over the financial block of they need a certain amount.
The reason why we started this show, because it's more than money.
Yeah.
It's about lifestyle. It's about that experience. It's about having that connection with the people and the things that are important to you, the causes that are important to you. We have no problem leaving a legacy.
Because how long would you have talked about a trip to Africa, safari? You talk about that for
so long. Can you imagine sitting down with a travel agent to figure out and map out everything, get everything organized, go get your maps, get your tours, everything all lined up, and then you say, nah. That's what it felt like. Like he really wanted to go, and now I feel bad. But that being said, what I learned from my father and from our clients and from viewers and listeners of the show is that regret does come in when you go through retirement. What's the regret that you want to have and the regret that you don't want to mm-hmm. have? Because sometimes we regret and we're okay with it.
Yeah.
But what's the one that you don't want to have? And how can we make that as a team, make that become a regret that you'll never want to have and get rid of it so you can have the experiences that you want to have, giving you that comfort? I think those are the key things that we like to do. That's one of our drivers is on our team here at PKAG. Okay. Now we've got two seminars coming up to talk about how do you bulletproof your retirement so you don't have these types of regrets. Now let's go through those two dates and two locations.
You got it. We got one coming up in Calgary. This will be on Tuesday, June 4th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House coming up in Lethbridge. It'll be on Tuesday, June 18th, 7 p.m. in person at the Sandman Signature Hotel. Go to More Than Money Radio or connect with us on Facebook to register.
Once again, go to morethanmoneyradio.com to download all of our previous shows. Thank you for joining us on QR Calgary and More Than Money.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmally are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmally do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.